Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Local charity Cambridge Cyrenians has received a £41,000 donation from the Community Organisations Cost of Living Fund to provide supported accommodation for people facing homelessness in Cambridge. Beth Vickers is the fundraising and community engagement manager for the Cyrenians. She's here in the studio. Morning, Beth.
Morning, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming in. Tell me, my wife, who regular listeners will know as an RE teacher, asked me to ask you, where the Cyrenians get the name from?
Yeah, it's a great question. I really like being asked this question, actually. So we're Cambridge's oldest homelessness charity. So we started in the 70s. And it developed from a Christian movement that started in London and was inspired by the biblical story of Simon of Cyrene. If people have heard of him, he's mentioned in three of the Gospels, in the Gospel accounts, and he is the person who's sort of dragged in to carry the cross for Jesus. It's inspired by his sort of radical compassion, a sort of selfless act that is an attitude that continues into the Cyrenians team today.
Fair enough. £41,000, that's pretty impressive. What does it mean to the Cyrenians to be able to get that sort of money?
It's huge. So the funding is to help us to face the cost of living crisis and to stop the situation where we would have to pass rising costs for rent and utilities onto residents. So it's a huge boost to us. It means we can keep our services running, maintain our team of support workers that help residents to work towards long-term, permanent, secure accommodation.
And as your residents are people who either have been homeless, I guess, or at the risk of being homeless, the last thing that they would need is, nobody needs a cost of living increase, but certainly they wouldn't want to receive one, would they?
Yeah, they're already under loads of pressure. Many have had some really difficult experiences, and this funding just means that it just buys them more time. It means there is a safety net for people that do become homeless. And once they're in the services, it means that they can get tailored support from their project workers to work their way out of that really difficult.
And how long do they stay with you in one of your homes? How long are they there before they move on? I guess this might be a vary from person to person kind of thing.
Yeah, it really does. Have a few different types of accommodation. We've got a short stay house where people stay between kind of like weeks and months. Then we've got move-on houses where people stay for a couple of years often. And then we've got some long stay houses that are for older residents that won't ever move on really into their own accommodation. So, it does really vary. But the intention is always for supported accommodation to be a temporary experience and for people to find their own permanent tenancies at the end.
Now, I gather that in your last full year, the last full year you've reported on, the Cyrenians received something like 240 referrals for people needing accommodation, which sounds a lot to start off with. But then I also read that's a 9% increase on the previous 12 months. Is there a sign that the next time you publish some figures, that increase will be low or perhaps even fallen?
In terms of who gets...
In terms of the kind of referrals that you're getting, because that clearly indicates a wider problem around the city.
Yeah, and a wider problem nationally. So rough sleeping is increasing. And the government just released their rough sleeping snapshot that they take in November. There was a 27% increase from last year to this year in terms of national rough sleeping. And that's the case for Cambridge as well. There were 24 people recorded on that the night when they take that snapshot.
How does that compare to the previous years at that when they do the snapshot in Cambridge?
So it was 23 people in 2022, and then 24 people in 2024.
So at best, it's not getting any better, basically.
It's not getting better. And I think the cost of living crisis is one of the factors that is causing that. So in Cambridge, the two main reasons someone loses their accommodation are they're either evicted, so they lose private rented accommodation, or they are unable to stay with friends and family anymore. And people are feeling the squeeze, and it does mean that relationships and housing situations are breaking down more frequently, I think.
Yeah, because we can, you know, we can count the number of people on the streets, but at the same time, there may be people who are wandering around from friend's house to friend's house and sofa surfing, in other words, and not really having their own home. Still, you know, they're just lucky to have a roof. In the grand scheme of things, £41,000. How does that fit with the kind of total funding that you'd need for a year?
It's big. It's important to us. Obviously, we are still reliant on other streams of funding. It's only sort of part of the picture for how we manage to keep our service going. We're a charity, so we do rely on donations from individuals and businesses in Cambridge. We're really grateful for the support that we've had from people in the last few years for that. We also have a council contract other trust and grant funding. So it's part of a bigger picture.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everyone's very grateful for the... Because it's National Lottery Fund money, ultimately, isn't it, I think, which at least the National Lottery Community Fund looks after it. Well, Beth, thank you very much for coming in and really for the good work that the Slovenians do across the board.
Thanks
very much.
Thanks, Julian.
That's Beth Vickers, who is the Fundraising and Community Engagement Manager for the Cambridge Slovenians.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge 105 Radio.